Seven things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland edition.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 29th of September. It's coffee day. Happy birthday Matt and Luke Goss, Sebastian Coe, Mackenzie Crook and Halsey. There were some signs of optimism around the Northern Ireland Assembly on Wednesday as Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney met with the UK's new Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris. The two men met in Hillsborough and discussed the Northern Ireland Protocol along with the Assembly's stalemate and what Simon Coveney was describing as a positive step.
We see the messages coming from London now as quite different to the messages we were getting a few months ago. We do believe that there is a willingness now for an honest and open, serious dialogue around trying to put these issues to rest.
If no agreement is reached by the end of October, the Northern Ireland Secretary can call an immediate Assembly election, which could take place before Christmas. Although Minister Coveney would prefer not to get as far as another election, it appears that Chris Heaton-Harris is prepared to do that in a shift from the previous UK government's tone.
There is going to be an election on the 20th. I will have to make that decision and I'll have to call an election on the 28th of October if there is no executive. But that is just the fact. That decision is a very straightforward one as far as I see it.
The scale of the UK's financial crisis has become clearer with reports that pension funds would have collapsed on Wednesday without intervention. The Bank of England was forced to step in to try to calm markets with an emergency programme of buying bonds, which are effectively loans the government uses to borrow money. In a rare intervention, the International Monetary Fund urged Kwasi Kwarteng to rethink his tax cuts, warning inequality will rise in the UK. But Tory MP Sir John Redwood defended the plans.
Markets will do what markets want to do, and these are not things that governments should seek to control. Governments need to follow counter-inflation policies that work.
Labour leader Keir Starmer led a chorus of voices in calling for the government to scrap its plans before any more damage is done. He'd already used his conference speech to attack a budget he said favoured the rich, leaving others struggling with the cost of living. And Labour, along with the Lib Dems and SNP, are demanding Parliament is recalled to discuss the financial crisis.
This is a government that on Friday took the reckless action which lost control of the economy. And for what? Cut taxes for those who are earning hundreds of thousands of pounds.
The big question is, why did the pound plummet so quickly after the Chancellor's mini-budget? Economist Professor Jonathan Ports thinks he knows why.
Well, that's what my former Treasury colleague Dario Perkins called the, quote, moron risk premium, unquote. In other words, that the people running the British economy at the moment, the Chancellor and the Prime Minister, are so incompetent that you simply don't know what they're going to do next.
The EU warned on Wednesday that it will retaliate if there are any further attacks on European energy infrastructure. It came as the mystery around the apparent attacks on the Nord Stream energy pipelines continues, with Russia denying responsibility and pointing fingers at the US. Meanwhile, Ukraine's armed forces are edging closer to the eastern city of Lyman, held by the Russians, capturing several surrounding villages in the critical Donbass region. They're looking to shore up their gains before the new Russian conscripts arrive and will be aided by 18 more long-range HIMARS units as part of a new $1 billion US aid package. The EU is also threatening further sanctions on Russia after the so-called sham referendum results were announced. Pro-Russian officials say all four regions have voted to join Russia. Speaking to Sky News, Donetsk Governor Pavlo Kirilenko had a message for all those mobilized to fight in the country.
Russians have a choice. Either come here to the territory of Ukraine, come back with bits of your body missing or be imprisoned, or rise up against the regime on the ground in Russia.
The U.S. state of Florida has been battered overnight by a Category 4 hurricane. The storm named Ian hit the southwestern coast with winds of 150 miles per hour. There's been severe wind and rain across the state with an estimated 2 million people now without power, and there may be worse to come as a storm surge of water is expected to follow the winds. Already at least 23 people are missing. With heavy rain predicted to continue, the state is struggling with what may be the worst storm in 30 years. There are amazing scenes on social media, including this early afternoon lightning strike.
Oh my God!
Something's on fire!
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland edition, why Rory McIlroy loves playing golf with his dad and tributes to rapper Coolio.
Right after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome back.
Rory McIlroy says his disappointment at St Andrews in July hasn't put him off the course. The Northern Irish golfer just missed out on victory at the Open Championship as he lost out to Cameron Smith. As McIlroy prepares to compete in the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship, which starts at the same venue on Thursday, he told Sky News how special it is to be playing with his dad.
Like even just, you know, strolling around St Andrews this morning with Danny Willett and Jimmy Dunn, who's a good friend of ours as well. It's, yeah, you just don't get to do this very often, yeah. And it is. It's really, really nice.
I'm a Celeb is back with a star-studded lineup, including some former Jungle Kings and Queens. Gillian McKeith, Janice Dickinson, Joe Swash, Jordan Banjo, Mylene Klass, Paul Burrell, Phil Tufnell, Sean Ryder, Amir Khan, Anthony Wyman, Carol Vordemont, Dean Gaffney, Fatima Whitbread, Georgia Tuffalo, and Helen Flanagan. Winners and losers of previous series will compete on the show, which will be filmed in South Africa. And can you guess who's from who from the Screams?
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
I'm going to go for the crocodile. Look at that anus, boys.
Did he get you?
Bite you.
Yeah!
Oh, it's
everything is biting me!
Let's get Bob in.
What the hell are you going to trick on me? Every time I try to even speak to you, you're like...
It's a beautiful thing to be involved with.
No, I will! Come on!
A pint of lager would be nice.
Oh, you dirty...
The death has been announced of rapper Coolio. He died at a friend's house in LA on Wednesday evening, aged 59. He won a Grammy for his Gangsta's Paradise and had a number of hits, including See You When I Get There and Fantastic Voyage. He was part of the West Coast rap scene, and tributes flowed in from Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice and more. He was also a star on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK, creating chaos in the house, particularly when Michelle Heaton told Tina Malone she looked like a famous movie star.
The princess from Shrek.
Oh,
this is. Oh my god.
His biggest legacy will be Gangsta's Paradise, which has clocked up over 1 billion views on YouTube. Rest in peace, Coolio.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.